Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Several Democratic presidential candidates have appeared at the Frank Lemire Native American Presidential Forum today at Sioux City's Orpheum Theater. Former Maryland Congressman John Delaney took questions on a wide range of issues, from rescinding medals given to soldiers who took part in Native American massacres to opioid addiction. Delaney was also asked how he would try to improve the chronically underfunded Indian Health Services hospitals and clinics. He said he would work to improve them and to allow Native Americans to take advantage of his proposed universal health care program.
But I would want the national universal health care system that I build for all the citizens of this country to be available to your community.
However, Winnebago Tribal Council member and chair of the National Indian Health Board, Victoria Kitchion, told Delaney that universal health care was not the answer.
Sir, I just have to respond. That would not work for Indian country. Universal health care. We are a distinct political nation, and please just put that out of your mind on a solution for Indian country.
Also still to speak today, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. California Senator Kamala Harris was on Skype today. You'll hear from her coming up in our next newscast. And the Iowa State Fair's Caster Colonel presidential poll results are in, and for the first time ever in the 15 years of the poll, almost exactly as many fairgoers voted for a Democratic candidate for president as a Republican. Republican candidates did get 115 more votes for a total of 33,280. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.